Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll.
Co-pilot on the passenger side. Be so fly. Yeah. She so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Sparking Conversation. Well, you know what we do. We spark and conversate. So, as always, I like to give thanks to all the people that be supporting the movement. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate y'all. All the people that download the audio version of this podcast, man, definitely appreciate y'all, man. It's so dope. I was looking at all the places, and you know what I'm saying? I'm really, yo, I think it's fly. As a matter of fact, I'm going to stop. I want to be specific about the places, so... Let me pull that up real quick, man, so I can read them off, because I know I say that a lot, and I be like, yo, shout out to the people who be listening to the download. Like, yo, they everywhere. I want to really read them down, because I don't want to misquote, because some of these places are places that, you know, I definitely ain't going, but, you know, I double salute y'all for listening, though, for real, y'all. I ain't going in front. But I'm going to pull that up and get that together in a second. So that way I can read them off. If not right now, I'm definitely going to read them off before the show is over. But I definitely appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all to the fullest. I appreciate all y'all that watch the playbacks, too, on YouTube, on Twitch, the clips that we put up on the podcast, on the shorts and reels and all that. Y'all be engaged, man, and I appreciate it, y'all. I also want to say to all the sponsors that be sponsoring the show that I be yelling out, you know what I'm saying, every time we do, I appreciate y'all too, because I know it's a lot of places that you guys can actually put your products and a lot of other podcasts that are a lot further along than mine, that you guys can actually put your products in front of and you still, you know, rock with your boy. So I appreciate y'all for real. But that's just how it is. Y'all know how it go, man. When you get into a certain position, it's all good to always give thanks. And I actually got this pulled up. So let me do this real quick and let me read this off to y'all. I bet. So for the places that I was just talking about that they actually streaming and download, so I can give y'all a shout out. So Ashburn out here in the United States, Brussels in Belgium, which is dope. San Jose, Boardman, Cary, of course. You got Ghana. Yo, shout out to Ghana in the building. Washington, D.C. You got a place called Council Bluffs in United States. I don't know where that at. Winter Garden, Indianapolis. Shout out to y'all. Leightonburg, Germany. Shout out to y'all. Sydney, Australia. Shout out to y'all. Arizona, San Francisco, Stafford, United Kingdom, shout out to y'all. Strattonburg out in France, shout out to y'all. Senegal, yo, shout out to y'all too. So, yeah, and it's numbers too. So it's like a bunch of different downloads, you know, in all those places that I called out. So, yeah, man, it's definitely dope, man. So I appreciate all y'all, man, for real, because like I said, you know, when you're doing certain things and you're doing it from your heart, a lot of times when you're doing stuff, like I said, when these podcasts and all these other things, whether it be skits, whether it be music, whether it be comedy shows or whatever else anybody else is doing out here, I get it. Whenever y'all putting something out, you want to know if the people receiving it, you want to know, like, if you're doing something that means something, lot of times, you know. I guess validation. I guess people be looking for validation. But whenever you get into your groove and you're not looking for validation and then things come, yo, that's a whole lot better feeling when you just put your shit out there and you just like, yo, I'm going to go ahead and represent what I got, my vision, and that's where it's going to go, right? So double shout out to y'all. So being out, I'm talking about the sponsors. Shout out to Flixers. Y'all know the descriptions. The links are in the description of this video. Jasper AI, shout out to them. ARR Cabinets for all my flippers and fixing holders and buy investors in real estate. I know y'all need to get them cabinets, y'all, because y'all already know that them cabinets, them centerpieces on them cabinets be helping to sell these kitchens and all these other things. Y'all know a lot of these apartments, or not just apartments, but a lot of these homes be sold just off the kitchen alone. So, yo, this shit is dope. All right, so with that being said, today's show, like I told y'all last week, we're going to be talking about selective mating. And like I said, before we get into the show and I bring the crew on or whatever, I just want to break this down a little bit about selective mating. Selective mating is not a conversation that we're getting ready to have the shit on people. So whenever you people that are listening to this, or when you get back and you start looking at relationships and all that, that's not the goal of this. The goal is not to be telling people how wrong they were or whatever they did. The goal is for us to have this conversation because I think it's something that's necessary in our community to talk about selective mating. Because what we do a lot is we put an emphasis on marriage in our community. And a lot of times you could marry somebody, or you could be in a real deep committed relationship with somebody. Don't mean you need to copy and paste with them. Don't mean that you need to procreate with them. It's a lot that comes with that, just that set of life that you're going to have to deal with when it comes to co-parenting. Co-parenting don't just happen when you're outside of the home. Co-parenting happens whether you live together or separate. You still got to be able to co-parent and keep a balance. But a lot of times, if we get away from nature, I think as human beings, we've got far away from nature because we had too many things that we could rely on from the outside of us that we felt like we can get blamed to. Like, for example, a lot of people that use religion, a lot of people use religion as a form of blame for, you know, or a place where they can pray and they feel like everything is supposed to come from outside of them versus from coming from inside of them. And what I mean by that is that whenever you're selecting the person that you're supposed to be with or the person that you're with, what is the reasons? Like, what is the breakdown? Like, do you get through the breakdown of, is this person a person that I can actually see myself having a child with? Now, we don't think about that a lot because a lot of times that will help. But just think about this one thing. What if they do ban abortion everywhere? What if they do just completely eradicate the Plan B pill? What if they do completely eradicate condoms? I mean, just think about that, because these are things that they're proposing right now. And a lot of the reason why they have these bills and all these things out there is because they're trying to save their population. You know what I mean? So they're going to come up with a drastic measure to make sure that they can't single them out. So they got to make a drastic measure. So a lot of people are not paying attention to that. Yo, eventually we're going to have to go back into nature. So before I go too far, of course, I'm going to bring the crew up real quick, because this is something that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about it from a perspective of, you know, what does that look like? How does it look like in nature? How can they get it right and we getting it wrong? You know what I'm saying? Because technically, we out here getting it wrong, because if we wasn't, it wouldn't be shows like Paternity Court, Maury, Steve, even Steve. Like, even though Steve be doing all other kind of stuff, he be having mad paternity joints. And his ass don't have no type of dramatics whenever he read the results. That nigga get the results, he be like, you said this wasn't his kid? You lied, it is. Boom, and just show him the shit. He don't give him no number, he don't do none of that. He just, you know, he come out. But all of these shows have a bit of that. Even if you think about Divorce Court, People's Court, Judge Mathis, they, all of them, it happened. So these shows wouldn't exist if that wasn't a topic that we needed to talk about in our community. So I'm going to bring the crew up real quick, see what they got going on, and then we're going to get into it, y'all. So y'all know how it go, y'all. What up, y'all?
What up, what up?
What's up?
All right. How y'all doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I can't complain. Kev, we caught you in the midst of domestication, didn't we? You got
the, yeah.
aisle six, you know, picking up that cereal.
Right. You know how I do, man. It's about the storm out here. So I didn't make sure I had some snacks for the storm, you know?
Where? It's really supposed to storm?
Oh, yeah, man. It's the clouds is crazy out here. It's about to come down any minute.
Damn, I need to pay attention then. We might need to run through this thing. You said it looked that bad out there?
Yeah, man. You know when they were singing, the weather outside is frightful. They're talking about my neighborhood. They're talking about my neighborhood.
Your neighborhood got a theme song right now, yeah?
You know it, man. You know it.
All right. So what you ladies fake caring about today, yo? What's going on with y'all, yo?
Just chilling.
That's it? Just deep breaths?
Yeah. That's all I got for you.
Deep breaths and chilling.
In and out. Yeah. Cooling today. CJ, okay. I think you muted.
And I was. Good looking, my girl. Good looking. Yeah. I've been trying to figure out, and here in Greensboro, they have like a whole bunch of venture capitalists and investment groups that's looking for people to like put together, I guess, like businesses that's low funding. So I'm trying to see what I can do. I'm trying to see. So that's what I'm working on right now, but nothing too much.
Sound good. Okay. Sound good, yo. That hustle, man. I like that, yo. That's fly. So as y'all know, like we said last week, what we was going to talk about today, you know what I'm saying? Topic of selective mating based on the way that nature does it, right? Versus on, you know, the way that we see things from our perspective that's going on now. Of course, we, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot that comes along with it. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about, too, based on selective mating, is have y'all heard about what's going on with Neo?
Yeah.
The singer.
Yeah, I did. A little bit.
You heard a little bit, Kev? What about y'all, ladies? Y'all heard about what's going on with Neo?
No.
I bet. So, you know, Neo was married, right, to the girl or whatever. And then I think he had some kids with her. I mean, like three. Then after that situation was over, he had this other situation, right? And I think he got two kids over there. But between the two women, like, they done came together. They eating that cat pockets, yo. They eating them. And he complaining. Like, he even got one of them, the second one, he's trying to get child support from her. Like, yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't know how that's going to work. But, he's trying to flip it, like, just to try to give himself some type of, really, to be honest with you, I don't know what he's trying to do. I can't even give y'all that, right? I don't know. But that's what's going on. And do y'all think, now, that goes along with what we said earlier about selective mating, you know, a lot of people are selecting people based off just a couple of the criteria that you would think would be a reason why they would go as far as they would to procreate with somebody. Because, you know, these kids sometimes be used as weapons, man. You know? I mean, low-key, Lil Johnny and shit, man, he a whole 9mm. Like, he a whole clip out here, yo. Like, he's a whole weapon. Like, being used against one or the other, yo. Like, based on that. And so it makes the idea of co-parenting seem like it's just unreal. So what do y'all think about that? Like, I mean, I know y'all said y'all didn't really peep the Neo joint, but, I mean, it's not nothing new. Tyrese back in the news, too. We talked about him last week. He back in me again. Yo, that dude got to pay $600,000+ a year in child support.
I just, for me, it's tough. You know, when you have a person who's successful, male or female, a person is going, of the opposite sex is going to be attracted to them. And it's not always for the right reasons. It could just be for the success, for the money, for the access to different people, different environment. You know, I think about that Dave Chappelle skit. And when he got Oprah pregnant and he was so excited because he like, I'm rich, you know what I'm saying? And like, remember he like beat Stedman up over it because he knew that his life was going to be just changed because he got a billionaire pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it's funny because it's one of them things. I always watch, you know, I'm online all the time, and men diss their baby mamas all the time. Women diss their baby daddies. And I always sit here and say, but you let them hit, though. Not only that, you curved other people for them. You know what I'm saying? You shut down people in your inbox. And beyond that, you said, you know what, baby, I like you raw. I'm going to put myself in a position to procreate with you. And after all of that, anything that you say about that person, oh, they this and they that, they've always been that. They've always been that. You know, you just ignored it for whatever your reason was. But I feel bad for people like Neo, because just looking at him, she probably didn't want him off of that. But she's like, oh, shit, that's Neo. And Neo got some Grammys, and he write for everybody. Shit, I'm just an Instagram this, or I'm a Twitter that. Let me go ahead and get my stock up. And then them kids is a paycheck. And she popped out three of them. The other girl popped out two of them. And there's some paternity issues there, because two of those kids may not be his. That's where the drama was at. Whoa. So now you've been paying for these kids because you just believed that they were there. And the side chick's baby that you had is the reason why your marriage is messed up. Unless your marriage is just a sham to begin with. But, you know, it's a lot of different moving parts, man. And I feel bad for people who cannot genuinely find people because they decided to be successful. And I don't think that should be a precursor to not being able to meet a genuine person.
I know. That's the hardest part about success, though, if you don't have nobody that you kind of came in with, because then, you know, do you know if the person really there for you or for what they can gain from you, you know?
Right.
It's sad, because a lot of them be going through that, too. Like, you be thinking, like, yo, y'all. But that's the thing. It's the lifestyle, right? Because, you know, Tasha K. Williams, it's the same thing. She been dragged the whole week, yo, because she went out there and talking about she never dated a bus driver. Like, bus drivers are mediocre and basic. And then they came to find out that she engaged to a white man.
Surprise, she's surprise.
Talking all that, you know what I'm saying? So that's another thing that's going on. So what about y'all? Y'all quiet tonight, yo. What's going on?
Ladies,
y'all
real ladies, quiet. Y'all ain't what's got nothing on? To say,
yo. Y'all upset about something?
Y'all
like, chill. You talk about something else? Like, we...
Oh,
we
no, can no, leave. Of course. No, no, we can...
No, no.
We're just, you're just listening. You have to actively listen before you respond. You have to go ahead and you know. Usually when people say something, it takes you 3 to 5 seconds to come up, you know. But I don't know. I feel like when it comes to celebrities, like, it's different because... When you're a celebrity, it's like people aren't going to be wanting to associate or deal with you if they're not getting something in return. The likelihood of you running to somebody genuine is very, very, very slim. So, I mean, we're speaking in terms of celebrity. We can go on and on. I mean, I'm not going to say I feel bad because, like, at the end of the day, you had a wife and then you got a side chick pregnant. Like, bro, like, your actions and result, it just is what it is. Like, if you getting beat over the head 9 times out of 10, when a judge or whoever factored whatever they factored, it was based on your income, how much you making, just like they do regular ass people, and you just got your ass caught up. You shouldn't have been, you did what you did as a celebrity. That's as a celebrity. If we're talking about everyday people, I think that's a little bit different. Like, I don't know. I just
feel like they could find people genuine. You regular people. Well, I don't even know if we could use, like. I think that's why Shorty got in trouble, because she called people basic and regular when it's not that. It's essential, because
what you mean?
Like you know how when we say regular people, right? Like, that's not celebrities.
Everyday people that's not celebrities, like me and you, you know.
Right. I'm saying, like, you know, when we use certain words, like, for example, like, we get what you're saying. Like, I get what you mean when you say that. But do you think when we say that, does it come off as a like a bad condensation, though, kind of way? Like, when we
because at the end of the day, I think it's also about perspective. Like, when you actually sit back and you hear someone, like, kind of like explain their point of view, if you're stuck and you're more triggered on a word because of your perspective or your interpretation, it's gonna make it extremely difficult to see the point of view. So if saying regular people offend people, okay, I mean, your everyday average Joe versus somebody that complete lifestyle or literally half or majority of life consists of entertainment and your life being projected to the world. And like, that's a little bit different. You feel like even celebrities of all, whether it's sports, music, like it don't matter when you have a certain amount of eyes on you, whereas people have access to your life and certain stuff that we may deal with on a daily basis may not be talked about as much because you won't really hear if it's not coming from us versus celebrities. If you got somebody that's close within a circle, the media gonna find out because somebody gonna, like, it's always something. Your shit is put out there. It's on Front Street. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like as a celebrity, like I said, your likelihood of coming into like genuine people is very slim. You're not going to have people that's going to deal with you because of the type of person you are. It's because of what you can offer or what you currently have or what I can get up out of you. But at the end of this situation, it's a goal. At the end of the day, it's not for me to be genuine. It's to get some up out of your ass. That's what it is. But if it's like everyday people, I mean, I feel if we were to sit down and learn how to hold the conversation, I feel like you can really find some genuine people that you can really connect with. Like, a lot of people are scared to interact with people because of social media. When you go on social media, you'll think it's mega assholes out here. And it may be. I'm not doubting that. It probably is 100%. I'm selective with who I deal with. So I may see that, but I know who I need to converse with. I know who I can surround myself around and be comfortable with, i.e. y'all, you know. Right. And something, a different relationship may extract from that. So I don't know. It's just.
Do you think that's what celebrities are lacking, and the reason why they can't find genuine people? Because the people that are genuine are just not in their profession. So let's say, for example, I guess what I mean by that is, say, like, let's take a celebrity. It don't have to be a name. Whatever person pop in your head. But the person that is genuine is a person that has like a 9-to-5 or have their own business, but it may be a small business, maybe a business that, yeah, it's making the money, but they have to be there. You know, maybe a hair salon or a barbershop or whatever. I don't know. But the person can be a person that is in a place where they might not just can't get up and go when they want to. But is that the place where celebrities go wrong at? Is because the people that they have to seek, I guess, some type of genuine love from is people who are in a position to take from it versus a person who comes with their own set of whatever they have already and just can genuinely take time to get to know you. You know what I mean? Do y'all think that could be where celebrities go wrong at?
It could be with some people because it's their preference. You hear a lot of celebrities on all levels state, hey, I can't date a guy that's working such and such, or some men and say, hey, yeah, I can't, you know. So, I mean, you hear that based off their preference, but you also have a lot of celebrities that shit is not out there and they know how to keep their stuff private and they do have relationship with regular, not everyday people, but somebody that may have a small, they do because they like the low keyness of it. Once they met that person or interact with that person, how they did, they found something real genuine. They knew that person wasn't the type to take the social media with everything. Once they got the time to know that person, it's a lot of celebrities that hold like, you know, real good relationships with people that aren't out there. So again, I think it varies off people. Like, I think people's preference on shit sometimes could be surface level, whereas it strips them the opportunity from actually taking themselves from their stool and getting familiar with the ground and actually, you know, finding somebody that may be more suitable for them on a different reason. I mean, on a different level. I don't know. It's so many moving parts. Like Kevin said, it's like, it's hard to pinpoint one, but I know a few things. And you all right, Kevin?
The light.
It seemed like an alien visited you just now. Hey. That's the way that joint flickered. Nah, I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, like, you know they can walk through screens and shit.
Take it to your leader.
We taking them right to Tamika crib.
You know what I'm saying? Let him get high. You know what I'm saying?
Right, or
why? But I'm saying, that's though. So, I mean, Tamika, what you think, yo? I mean, do you...
You're real quiet over there.
Yeah, do you think that celebrities would have a better chance? Because, like you said, CJ, you're right. People have been getting slammed for talking about their preference. B. Simone was one. And, like, Tasha Smith, like, recently. She just been dragged all week last week. Because she gave her preference, but in her preference, she put a certain class of people down, calling me.
That's what I don't respect.
Yeah, she called them mediocre. She called them basic. She said that it was about white supremacy and their mindset as to why they would drive a bus and not own the bus. All kind of shit. She went way too far.
She went way too far.
And you got Simone. Yeah, and B. Simone, she got it. She was up there talking about she couldn't date a dude with a 9-to-5 because he wouldn't understand her lifestyle. But everybody that is in her lifestyle wouldn't pick, is not picking her. She just had a She just had a podcast with Country Wayne last week. And in that podcast, he was saying like it was certain things because they were supposed to do a podcast together, her and Country Wayne, and then she got upset about a certain thing about a money. He was like, well, wait a minute, hold on. You know, I was bringing this to you. You was going to be getting paid this every episode. Like, you ain't getting that. Like, you wouldn't have got that on your own. I understand who you are, but, you know, and then they had a small little falling out until he came back on the podcast. So it was just a lot of things. And so the people that she really want or she's saying that she need don't want her. You get what I'm saying? But this is her preference of saying, yo, I don't want to do it a 9-to-5 because he wouldn't understand my lifestyle. But the people in her lifestyle is not choosing her.
I think a lot of people, I think a lot of people just lack substance. They just lack substance. Wow. There's a lot of people who got money that's just lame. Yeah. You know, they lame. They don't have conversation. Like all they are is what they've achieved. But there's nothing here to hold a conversation or make a person, you know, interested. There's nothing, you know, so, oh, you're not going to understand my life. I'm not going to understand that you're doing really basic things in basic places. That's all you're doing.
I mean, really?
I got to fly to Miami. I got to fly here. I got to do this. I got to do this club appearance. So what? There's nothing phenomenal about that.
Go get your money.
You gotta understand entertainment. Listen, man, it's regular people. It's the postman cheat. So it's not like I'm gonna be sitting here worried like, oh man, my girl's she's a socialite, so she's gonna be out there and oh, I gotta be worried. Whether I'm a 9-to-5 guy or I'm somebody in the industry, the same possibility of what you're gonna do is still gonna be out there.
Yeah, because you are who you are.
You are who you are.
Money just makes you more of who you are. You know what I'm saying? It don't change you. It just make you more of what you already was when you get paper. If you was before you got money, you're going to be corny with money.
Still
going
to be corny.
You're just going to be able to have, you're going to be having some fly shit on.
I mean, yeah, you're right. I think both of them were able to talk about their preference. I think the difference in between Tasha and Simone is in the process of Tasha explaining her preference, she was putting down a class of people versus Simone, now, based off the statement that you said, I can see how y'all can look at it that way. But I can also see how it's a lot of guys out there that when you're in relationships with somebody, you kind of want time. Like, I get what she means. Like, if you work in a 9-to-5, you're not going to understand my lifestyle because she's probably always on the move. I'm trying to pull something from it because for her to just say that and I guess not explain, it's just not making no sense. Like, did she explain
She said it like that. She said it like what you just said, basically like, if I got to go to Miami tomorrow, I you know, he not going to be able to go and this, that, and the third. And then, you know, basically just like how you saying it, that's how she was breaking it down. Be Simone. She was like, you know, he wouldn't understand my lifestyle because I got to be here around this person and that person. And, you know, he might be insecure and all that. But then what she didn't do was fail to realize that people are paying attention to her. So whenever you get on your own podcast or whatever else and you talk about your personal life, because you know that that's what, you know, you do as a woman, y'all kind of validate each other with certain things that's going on based on what they can say is in common. So her and her other co-hosts are both single. It's just that her co-host has children. So she was saying, oh, it's been so long since I've had sex because, you know, Country Wayne got 10 kids. So they was talking about that. And then she was like, oh, it's been so long because the last guy I was dating, he was a rapper and he had this and that. And you know, she was running it down. And so as she's saying this, there's people that saying like, yo, who gonna care if you're gonna be around all these people? They don't want you. If they do, they're just gonna pump you. And they don't want you. Because if they wanted you, you wouldn't have me. You would be with them. So that's where it was like, I mean, you can have your preference all you want, but is it working for you?
Right. Just because you have a preference doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. If you ask everybody, you know, what's your type? And they start naming their type. Well, if you've had this type since you was in middle school, why are you single now?
Oh, no. You got the same type since I ain't going to say that. Like, if it's fit, I don't know. Ooh, that's
you know, you've been knowing your type for a long time. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, and sometimes what you think is for you just ain't for you. I just think that people just genuinely don't know themselves. And they look at what society says would be a good mate, and they want to go after that. You know, we all went through high school where, you know, the most popular kids were the people that play sports or whatever, or the cheerleaders or whatever it may be, because those are the people who are front and center. Didn't mean that they were the smartest or the most talented, had the brightest future. None of that. It's that they're the ones who are representing the school in different arenas, you know. But the kid that was on the debate club, he might have been the first millionaire. But is that something that matters? You know, if I can only take you to Applebee's instead of taking you to Steak 48 or whatever the fuck it is our conversation not going to be as good at Applebee's as it would be at Steak 48 or whatever these places are? So I just people just lack substance, man. And yeah. You know, the same. Yeah, the same body that she got for herself, anybody can get that. Go to Dr. Miami, 10 grand. I'm not plugging that. And if somebody do go there, hey, use my referral code. You know, like, it's just, it's corny. In your words, man, it's corny. It's just, I get it. You have a preference.
And that's the thing, your preference. If you still stuck on your preference, you ain't met the right person, because you can have an idea of what you think you would want in a person until you meet that idea of a person. And then you be like, yo, nah. Then you want to get specific. I hear that so much about people and their preference, but it's nothing wrong with you having preference, I don't think, either. At the same time, if you have a preference, have that preference. But is it working for you? That's the whole thing. Like, is it working for you?
I think preference and standards are two different things. And I think people you know, like, it's one thing to have standards. I'm not going to argue with anybody that has standards. If they're like, hey, I went out and got an education for myself, I want someone who has education. Okay. I guess if you set that standard for yourself, that's fine.
Right.
But, you know, or, you know, I'm in the medical field, you know, I don't care what it is. But, like, when you set a standard, like, you know, I earn a certain amount of money, I would like someone who earns this amount of money, too. Okay, well, why? Like, you know, if you have a why behind it, then it makes more sense than just because of perception. Because I've been on many, many trips, man. I can't say all around the world, but I've been all through Central America, South America. You know, I've been on cruises, I've been to resorts, and I've seen couples. And you'll see an overweight guy with a woman who's built like a model, you know, runway model. And you can't tell me that they're together because they see eye to eye on something. It's, I got the money, you're a trophy, let's get together. There's no substance. I watch these guys sit there, smoke their cigars, a girl walk around, he don't pay her no mind because he like, I already got it. That's what I want. But then you see these other couples who are just everyday average people. They're looking in each other's eyes when they're eating, they're holding hands. You know, they're enjoying a show together. They're going for a swim together. Like, they're actually having a conversation. They don't care who else is there. They're not looking for everybody else. They're not looking to be seen by everybody else. Like, come on, man. Like, people lack substance, man. It's a difference.
It's a big difference, y'all. I think, and a lot of what you said is true, because I do a lot of people watching too. And in watching people, you could pretty much tell what's going on by the way that they interact. You know what I mean? But I also want to say this too about, like you said, standards and preference. You know, I guess, you know, those would be two different things, like you said. And I think having standards for yourself is something that everybody should have. You know what I mean? Like, you can have certain standards for what you will and won't put up with. And you know, you can have preferences too. I mean, I guess there's nothing wrong with that. But then at the end of the day, I just feel like, you know, if it ain't working for you, what they say the definition of insanity is what, doing the same thing over and over
and over and expecting a different result.
So at some point you got to do something different. So if you into people that are tall, it ain't been working with nobody tall. You might have to get somebody short. Try that out.
Listen, I ain't trying to be funny. That's one thing. Look,
look. I did that for a reason. Go ahead, because you like 7 foot. You like 7 foot one, and you got heels on, yo. So I already know.
I cannot. Let me tell you something. I cannot date. Let me tell you. I would love you all day long. I would. I don't even know. I don't know. Imagine me as tall as I am, bending down.
Well, what?
But you know, you might just have to sit down, though. See, like he stand up, you sit down. Yeah. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? No,
we can't even take a picture together. What we doing?
Yeah, you can. He get on his tippy toes.
Now y'all can take mad pictures if y'all do them sitting down.
Get him a booster seat.
That's one thing I won't ease up on.
If y'all do it like y'all went to Olin Mills or something.
You fucking crazy.
He's sitting on a little stoop. Sitting on the stoop that you can't see.
You know this one thing. I let it fall. Boom. That's the one thing I cannot fold
on. You know what? I don't know. You know what? And because you said that... We're gonna run down a list of things and just to see. We're gonna run down a list of things just because you said that. Now, the one thing that me, Kev, and CJ are not about to do is just have Tamika sitting up here and nodding all night. You better say something, yo, because
you better come into the light.
Y'all been talking.
You better come into the light, yo.
You need to come into the light.
Talking. What you think, yo? Stop playing, yo.
Where we at this way?
So yeah. Why don't you share some of your preferences or something so we can talk about it?
So Tamika. So let's do this then, so we can bring you back up to speed since you ain't been here with us the whole time.
I'm here. I am here.
All right. In your lifetime, in your lifespan, right? Would you say that you dated mostly people that were in your preference? Now, I ain't saying nothing about whether it was good or bad. We just talking about in your preference. Whatever your preferences are, would you say that you dated most people in your presence? Now, I'm not saying people, you know, trying to count your bodies. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Let's be clear. let's be clear. I did not want you doing this.
I wasn't gonna do that.
Start adding
this up.
Go ahead now.
Because look, we was gonna write it down too. Like, look, I got a pen right here. All right, so that was 1, 2, 3.
Definitely was not gonna do
then
that.
Then I'm gonna go through your friends and start checking people off. Okay. 6 foot. All right, he did.
All right, 6 foot. That's 6 foot. No, but would you say that that's what you have done throughout your career?
Yeah, I would think so.
I think most women have. So you two, see? No, hold on. Before I go to you, see, you got to say more than that. What'd you say?
You asked me. I said yes.
Yes, I guess.
That's it. Y'all want to elaborate?
you can say that.
There's nothing after that. Like, come on, yo.
Yeah, no, they've usually been in my preference. Okay, what's your preference? Well, like,
help us understand.
Tall is definitely on there.
Okay, when you say tall, what are we talking about? They need to be over a certain height? What's the height?
I mean, I prefer at least 6 feet. My oldest daughter's father is 6'6". So
at least 6 feet tall. What else?
funny.
Sense of humor. Okay.
Yes. They have to have some empathy of some kind, like, and it has to be a vibe thing. I'm more about a vibe check, telling you with everything. So how do I feel when I'm with them? That's a requirement. If I feel uneasy, then you gotta go. I ain't got time. Yeah, those are the basics. Those are the main things.
Well, you know, like listening to that though, I wouldn't necessarily. think that that would be anything wrong in that sense, because like you said, the biggest one is the vibe and all that other stuff that gives it. But I think for most women, I have never heard of a woman who say like they would date a short guy. Like, I think that that's like the number one standard to all women. Like, they like, yo, if he under.
But I have dated some guys who are under 6 feet. So I have.
Okay, so again, that goes back to what we were saying earlier about selective mating, right? The whole topic of this, that's why I wanted to make sure that, you know, to the people that are watching and listening, that y'all didn't think that we was getting ready to come up here and not talk about it from all these aspects, because this is all a part of it. Because if you saying you got a preference, or no, standards is another thing. Kev, that was a good point you brought up. Standards is something everybody should have, period. And you, now listen, now come on, yo. We get that, you know, nobody's perfect. I know people like to throw that up in a heartbeat. Ain't nobody perfect. I get that. But damn, yo, I just ain't got time to be, you know, because you want to smoke crack. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just something that
that's
I'm
not the
saying,
life I want to live.
I'm not going to judge you, but that ain't for me and you. You get what I'm saying? That's for you and them, but not me and you. Whatever you want our pronouns to be. Them and they and me and I. No, this is like, you know what I mean? Like, it don't go there. But like I said, you know, nobody's perfect, I can't judge you. But standards, yes, across the board, I think everybody should have a standard. It's the preferences that get tricky.
Well,
depending on what they, how extreme your preferences are. I like your preferences, Tamika, pretty much, because, you know, but I guess the basic standard besides being tall, I get all that. But CJ, what you get ready to say?
You can see the wheels turn.
Yeah, because she said, well, like, yo, because, you know.
I mean, I guess when I say well, because I guess people preferences be like, it lacks substance. It'd be real shallow. Because my preference, like the type of ideal guy I would want to be with, like, I'm Murray type shit. So it's like, it's a little different for me. Like, I didn't have enough patience for people when I was dating to even, you know, so because I've seen a lot of shit. I peeped a lot of shit. Like, I was in DC. So, you know, we grew up a lot faster than our actual age. So I've seen a lot of shit. But I don't know, the type of guy that I wanted, far as, and it wasn't even looks, because when I was younger, like, you know, in elementary school, and it's like, oh my gosh, I love the light-skinned boys. I don't like the dark skin. Like, I was, you know, I was young in elementary school. I was one of those. But my husband dark skin, like, he, you know, so it's just, if it was something like that and I was hooked on the physical preference, I probably would have been like most people out here, but I don't know. The physical preference can change up, but the type of like characteristic and standards that I have for myself, for the type of person I would want to be with, I stuck by that shit. Like, you wasn't going to tell me shit. Oh, you need to lower your standards. I'm not lowering shit, because what I'm not going to do is deal with less than what the fuck I like. I would never dish that out to you. So why the fuck would I have to take that? Like, you're fucking tripping.
And
so
that,
I don't
that's
know.
The point. That's a good point. No, but no, that's a good damn point. And that's why I think, like we have all said, and I'm gonna go back to you, Kev. I'm glad you said that. Like, the standards should be across the board for everybody, yo. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's where a lot of times people go turn left, is because they lower their standards. Fact. Because standards and preference is not the same thing. But I get how people confuse it. You know, people will confuse that, yo. Like, yo, like, because you, because I've heard this, and like, yo, I've been around a bunch of people and couples at times, man, and, you know, alcohol get involved, and they start showing down, they arguing, and you know what I'm saying? Shorty, and it always comes from a female, yo, well, you ain't even my type. I lowered my standards for you because I don't even like guys that look like they 6 months pregnant or whatever. You get what I'm saying? And that's a physical feature on fam.
Wait, because I don't know. I know usually people, now the reason why people may adjust these standards is because they have like a list of five things, like what's the most important. And some people say that looks is the most important to them. So they lower their standards in other areas because they rate looks as the highest. What the fuck was she ranking?
But see, that's my thing. That's what I'm talking about, because that is a part of, I guess that's a part of looks. I mean, if you say like, yo, I'm used to, or my standard is a guy that is built this way, athletic or whatever. I don't know.
Like, you ugly and you a shit boyfriend? Like, you can't, like, what was she, like, what was her most important thing? Like, what was it the money?
A couple of things that I've been in, like, situations that I've seen, it always happened to, they've been having issues. See, what happens is things be already happening in the background. It's just that then when alcohol get involved and an audience get involved, that's when ego get involved. So then people will be comfortable with the people that are around because they're around a lot. So then they say stuff that they probably shouldn't say in front of other people, because then it makes the other person try to top them. Because you know it ain't, you ain't going to just be able to get one off on a person. So say like, for example, you be with somebody, you be like, yo, you know what? I don't even deal with people who snore because I can't even speak. That's why I don't even speak with you. Boom, boom, boom. He'd be like, well, look, I don't deal with people who pee in the bed. Now, what happens? what happens? Right? So what happens when that's said? When they say that, and if I'm there and I'm company, only thing I could do is when he said that, yo, you're snoring, I'd be like, well, damn, that's messed up. But when he said, yo, I don't like people who pee in the bed, I got...
Gotta go. That's when you put up the church finger and you just.
Hey yo, my man. Hey yo, check this out, yo. I'm a bounce. Hey yo, look. I appreciate. You know what I'm saying? Nah, don't leave. Nah, fuck that. Don't leave. You my company. No. Yo, you know what? You this, and then boom. Then now they going back and forth, and now you in there trying to like, yo, fam, chill. No, y'all chill. Like you in there trying to break it up.
I feel like as a couple, like, you should never embarrass yourself enough to argue in front of anybody. Now, I don't say this shit don't happen, but to go to that extent, like, that's, I can't see, you embarrass me. You ain't have no problem embarrassing me. Like, I can't.
Yo, it be the people who you think care about you the most that'll get in front of people and will and show out on you. And then, even if it's a lie, everybody around gonna think it's true.
And then you lie. Now I gotta defend myself against a lie.
What? You know, and you gotta sit up there and really try to convince other people, like, yo, I don't be peeing in no bed. Like, when the last time? You know, I don't be pissing in no bed. Yes, you did. You be last week. And then you be like, damn, yo. You know good and well, you don't remember. You get what I'm saying? But that's just something that I've heard like some other stuff before, but like, that's the type of stuff I'm talking about. Like, when you say you lowering your standards, a lot of times it don't be the standards that people lower. It be the preferences, but they confuse the two. Because right there, that would be a preference that you lowered. Because if you used to dating dudes that did this, that ain't got nothing to do with your standards. Because a dude can have all that and be a whole asshole out here and do whatever, or have money.
Right. Listen, I got one preference. I just got one. I just can't date short. That's it. That's my only, everything, my standard is the same. But
your preference is you don't like short. Because think about this. Kevin said, oh, he bugging.
Short is shorter than me. Like, if I can tolerate you if you my height, I can tolerate you if you my height. I'm like, you know what? I can tolerate you. But I'm what, 5'8.5"? So you can't be five. You can't be okay. five. You gotta be that or taller. Cause I'm a tall girl. When I gotta have heels on, like Ross say, the girl about 6'3". I don't wear like the little church heels. Like, I wear, you know, them 5'6". So I wear inches, and I'm tall. And I know a lot of short guys like to climb trees, but I know that with other men, like, they be feeling tested. Like, oh no, you can't wear that because you be tall. I don't want to deal with that shit. Like, a lot of men will real life be aggressive with that girl and make that girl change what she, like, wear far as her shoes and shit, because they don't want to feel like she's taller than them. So That's just one thing I refuse to go through. I don't got time dealing with that part of a fucking man. That's just only the only thing. I can't do it. I can't do it. Because I wear my heels. I'm all like, I do shit. You know, I'm all, I do a lot of shit. I'm wearing my heels.
Right. And you know what, though, yo? Preference and standards are two different things. I think that's the more that we can all agree on, man, because you might lower your preference, but your standards should be all the way across the board. It shouldn't have nothing to do with it, because let's think about this. Kevin Samuels, I was going to say this. He made a living off of talking to people or to women who only felt like they should have a man based on a certain financial bracket, six figures and above. That was the reason why he had a whole platform of people. He was made famous because he kept it real, or to his version of real, to a bunch of people who felt like they only deserved this particular type of person. So it had nothing to do with a standard. It had everything to do with a preference. They preferred the guys that did this. Now, the ones that they could build, because nobody looks at the person who, I'm not going to say nobody, because you said it earlier, CJ. It's quality people when you, and given the time to get to know the person. If you take the time to get to know the person, you can find quality in people. Yeah. It may not be the person that you are getting to know at that moment, but if you put time in, then you can do it. So to your point, that makes a whole lot of sense. Now, I'm saying, if you kind of think about it from him, these people are saying, yo, I deserve a man who make this amount. They ain't got no other standards. Like, you mean to tell me, what about if he do make all that? What if he a woman beat it? What if he beat your ass
right
on a regular basis? Because you just cheating, thinking about how much money he got.
Right. Now you have a fine with a black eye.
Right, and yeah, then okay, bet. So, what means that he got all the money? How do you know that he's gonna protect you if somebody break in that house? Like, right, he might be thinking to himself, like, yo, you gotta go because I'm the one who got the money. So if they hit you, right? I could be. What if he do that? You know what I'm saying?
He's like, fuck your life, bitch.
Yeah.
Shit. Like, one of us got to be protected.
Like, he's like, yo, I can buy another
one. Peter Griffin been saying lowers to do everything. Go check it. So, what the fuck you mean? Go check and see what's downstairs.
You get what I'm saying? There's people out there like that in real life. So, if you ain't got no standards and you just going off your preferences,
that's why you end up with shitty baby mothers and shitty baby daddies. And now y'all got kids by people y'all don't fucking like, because instead of you having a conversation, you thought they look good enough to fuck. And then you end up getting pregnant by them. Now you're trying to figure out why the fuck y'all can't co-parent, because you ain't know this nigga was still, you know, doing X, Y, and Z, or you ain't know she still had daddy issues. Like, you ain't know none of this shit. You just...
Yep. That's true. That's
what you want. You just fucked it. Like,
that's a fact.
I wouldn't dare. I don't judge nobody. Do not get me wrong, because shit happened. And I'm not talking about the people that start off doing good and then shit happened and then they end up spiraling for the worst, because people can really trick you into thinking that they are people that they are really fucking not. And once you get comfortable enough, they will really take advantage of you. So I'm not even talking about them, because that's a whole different conversation. But just for people that look on a surface level, like, you dead ass wrong.
I mean, they doing it every day, y'all. It every single day. They are basing things off of their preference and not their standard. You know, right. And that's the comments that they were taking from B. Simone and, you know, Ebony K. Williams. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, y'all are basing everything off of your presence and you putting other people down versus you basically saying, what is the standard of person? You can't say, I can't never date a 9-to-5, because what are you saying? What if his 9-to-5 is that he a whole general manager over I don't know how much and he pulling in six figures? But he got to go to work, or he got to clock in.
He got to clock in, right.
Monday through Friday, he got to still do something. How you going to say? But so what's your standard then? Because if your preference is he cannot have a 9-to-5, then what are we doing here? Like, because you ain't even say what type of 9-to-5. And then if you talk about the bus driver comment, like, let's be completely honest, y'all. If a dude drive a bus, first of all, you making some money driving a bus. Buses, you get paid driving a bus. Secondly, you a hell of a driver. Because the way they turn them damn buses, y'all, when you be in there, I be like, well, hot damn, they got a Ferris wheel as a steering wheel.
A Ferris wheel?
Yo, son, I grew up where the buses, where the dude had the little handle and shit. He used to have to do like this to turn the motherfucker, yo. In Jersey, they got the double-decker buses, B.
Oh, I've seen them. Oh, yeah.
You see them? So people are driving them buses are very skilled drivers. You got to give it to them, yo. It's not like, it's just like a simple thing to do to drive a bus. It's not simple. So, I don't know. I think people's preferences is outweighing their standards, CJ.
Facts.
Yeah.
Because it's not all. When you really, when you stick by your standards, you definitely going, because you're going to start attracting certain people. That's why everybody keeps saying, it's not that easy or X, Y, and Z. When you hold yourself to a certain standard and you stick by that standard, your aura attracts different people. People that you know you can't be around and you can't tolerate, they're not going to want to be around you. They're not going to want to fuck with you. It's going to be something. But you're going to end up surrounding yourself around them type of people that you really want, you know, that you're really trying to attract. So, I don't know. People just got, people just.
Right. And they might come short.
But you gotta be able to reciprocate. Like, what are you bringing to the table? Like, you asking for this. So what are you bringing? What you got?
Of course.
I mean, that's so true.
That'd be the thing. So their preferences be high. But, bitch, what do you offer? Like, so you want somebody with six figures or more. But what the fuck do you do? Are you going to cook? Are you going to clean? What are you going to do? Like, so that's where the mismatch is. What you want, you can't even provide. You don't even deserve. Like, why the fuck would you get that?
When you watch a Kevin Samuel episode, the women, he always asks them that, and they always say stuff like, I could be sexy for him when he get home. I'll cook, I'll clean, or they'll say, I make my own money.
Yeah.
But
ain't gonna matter though, right? Like if a man is a millionaire, why does it matter how much money you bring? Like, now the standard should be there. Like he shouldn't want a chick that don't know how to get money, right? But does that really matter to him how much money you make?
If that's his standard. He might have that standard too.
But I'm saying though, like, does at that point, like, is it gonna matter though that he has the money? Like, if you think about like you coming with money as part of your to offer.
All right, to me, I feel like when it comes to a relationship, you gotta have what you gotta bring, what you wanna bring, and that like y'all should be able to come together as one and still flow. Like together as one, like it shouldn't be if you got the money, then I cook and clean. Like, if I want a fucking business deal, like I will go and find somebody else to have a business deal with without the emotional aspect.
Yeah,
relationship. Exactly. A lot of people lack companionship. My whole thing is, since you may be able to be sexy for him when he come home, but when he come home because he's stressed from work and he need a vent or he need to talk to somebody, are you gonna be that open ear? Are you gonna be bitching and complaining because he been gone all day and he not showing you no fucking attention? Or when y'all stand here, y'all having a fucking argument about something and y'all can't get through because y'all don't want to comprehend what the fuck each other saying, who's gonna be the one that's gonna be able to be the water when the fire, you know, like it's other shit that come with it, like even on the aspect. So on my own, I can cook, I can clean, I can wash, I can do all that shit. You going to, because you are adult at the end of the day. Now whatever works for us, work for us. But
yo, that's a fact.
Like that's we be missing that shit sometimes as a whole, as a people. Like we be missing that shit. Like, and I'm Murray, and that's, you know, I ain't gonna hold you, I struggle with it. But from what I used to do to where I am now, like, I be having to tell myself, like, bitch, you was tripping. Like, you thought you knew and you didn't. And then when it was opportunities that presented itself that show me next time, shut the fuck up and listen. You know, I had to make that adjustment. So a lot of people don't like to tuck their tail. A lot of people don't like to, you know, I don't know.
Compromise is the word.
Yeah.
That's the word. We look at submission in the wrong, we look at it in the wrong context. Submission means nothing but compromise. It doesn't mean slave or slavery. You know what I mean? It means compromise. And a lot of people are not willing to compromise. And then not only are they not willing to compromise, they are not willing to commit. So I don't mean commit to the relationship. I mean commit to agreements made in relationships. Remember, you know, like you said earlier, CJ, it take a lot more than it to be in a relationship or to have relationships, period. Not even just your personal relationship with your person, business relationships, working relationship, any ship that needs to be sailed and you got to be on it. You got to have the same standard. Again, your standards got to be the same, yo. If you're not willing to communicate on no level, you okay, so for example, you can't be like letting no bum ass manager talk to you any kind of way at work and you don't say nothing because you feel like they're gonna take your job, but then you could come home and nobody can't tell you like, yo, can you rinse your plate off? Like, yo, who plate? I did my plate, you your plate, you wash the plate, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Damn, we saying, yo, no, just don't put it with the food stuck on it because whenever it's go to wash, it's going to be harder to wash. Just rinse your shit. That's all we say. Like, we ain't nobody dissing you. But I'm just talking about in that context, though. Remember, like, you can't do nothing when a person. So that's what I'm talking about. People don't have that ability to think freely. No, that's a lie. They do, but they choose not to.
Okay.
And so you think about this, Kev. If we put ourselves in a scenario, right, to run down some different things, like let's go through these things. Are they preferences or standards? Right? Looks. Is that preference or standard? Looks.
That's a preference.
Preference?
Preference. Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's think about this. All right. Entrepreneur, preference or standard?
So I'm going to put that with a preference.
Yeah.
Because there are people who have 9-to-5s that have careers that have an entrepreneur's mindset. Because when a lot of times what you want is a person who is in control and whose income is a direct reflection of what they put out there.
Okay.
Because for example, when I was a finance manager, I was a 1099 employee. As a 1099 employee, I'm self-employed, which makes me an entrepreneur. Mm. Just working it backwards.
So this is what I was gonna say. Instead of you saying being an entrepreneur, if you're saying self-driven, like if you're saying this person is self-driven, I'll say that as a what I had as a standard. Like for me.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. No. It's like a one word answer. I'm just going to throw some things out there so we can just like if it's a thing like we were talking to people, we would say these are the things that people are throwing out there and saying is the means to why they're with a person or not. And I think for us, I just want us to go through it and say do this list and say is it a standard or do you think that's more of a preference? So. Yeah.
Preference. Entrepreneur.
You preference. Think that's a preference? And then, so CJ, you think entrepreneurship is a standard or a preference?
I mean...
Because you're right about the mindset and all that, and that's true. That all that is right. I'm just saying, like, in the sense of, okay, let's take B. Simone, for example. He would have to be an entrepreneur for her. She said that's her. We saying, is that preference or a standard?
His preference. Own boss. Be his own boss. That's more so of a preference. Like if it's like she would prefer him to be his own boss because of his free will and ability of time and all that shit. So okay, I get it. So yeah, that'd be a preference.
That'd be a preference. What you think, me?
Preference.
All right. Money. Means the person already have money. Is that a preference or a standard?
He should already.
And what I mean preference. By money is not that they can't take care of themselves already. But we know when it comes to money, we talk about enough that where they attract someone for based on security, financial security. You know, some people look to be taken care of. So instead of it being finding assets to take care of both of y'all, you know what I mean? It's a mindset thing. So is having money already a standard or a preference do y'all think?
When you say having money... I'm going to say preference, and after they answer, I'm going to give what a standard would be in that same logic.
All right, bet. So you saying preference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in the broad sense, just having their own money, I guess that is a preference. It's not specified enough for it to be a standard, I feel like, because that doesn't set an amount of money, how they got the money, what they do. Are they still getting that money consistently? So I feel like it's a preference.
Yeah, because this, yeah, I agree with, like, what you're saying in her comment. Like, it's, if we can still build together, I guess that wouldn't bother me, because if you're self-driven and, like, other few standards I've had set for myself, that's not going to bother me, because we may be thugging it out now, but we about to be great later. So that's a preference for me.
Preference.
You just can't be no bum. Like, you just can't be broke and you ain't doing shit. Like,
right. You gotta have something going for yourself. All right. So this is one I want to know, right? All right. So mindset. So the person has to have an entrepreneurial mindset. Is that a standard or a preference? Now remember, they don't have to have a business already and all that, because like you just said, CJ, y'all could build one together and do all that stuff to get to the bag. We talking about the mindset, because there is a person who would like to just be complacent in where they are. Doesn't mean that they're not nice people. You get what I'm saying? But they would love to say right there, you know what I'm saying? So what do y'all think? Entrepreneur mindset, is that a standard or a preference?
I would say a standard.
It's a standard for me. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Yeah, that's a standard.
Okay. I can agree with that. It's a standard. That's a mindset. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's a mindset. That's not something that they physically are. It's right. Something that they have right here.
Yeah, it's that shit is instilled in them. Like, they move a little different. So, yeah,
they
that's
move
a,
different.
Because mine just like that.
They
that's
always.
A standard.
Yeah, that's
the thing. All right, so check this out. Credit.
That's a preference.
Have a good credit.
That's a preference.
Is that
that's
a preference or a standard?
That's a preference.
Preference. That's not. I mean, yeah, that's a preference. I don't listen.
Because even if they got bad credit, that could be worked on.
Yeah, we
can work on somebody's credit.
Yeah,
we can. It's not. That shouldn't be a deal breaker.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's not. No. My shit's fucked up too, babe. Let's go ahead and fix our shit together.
That is a good question.
What do you consider an entrepreneur mindset? So I would consider an entrepreneur mindset is a person that is open to understanding that where they are is not where they're supposed to just end up and be. So in other words, a person that's willing to think outside the box in a way to create financial freedom for everybody that's involved. So that's the type of mindset that you got to have when you're dealing with certain people. You know what I'm saying? That is an entrepreneur. So if you're in a relationship with a person who is an entrepreneur and you are their partner, then you're going to have that mindset, even if you're not there, because you're going to have to be a personal level of understanding. Because like CJ said, the person that might be going out there, it might be the entrepreneur that got his own detailing thing where he might want to come home and vent and all that other stuff. You'll have a mindset to understand, okay, well, bet, since you had to go through all that, let me do your inventory for you. Let me do, this ain't something that you do, but it's one thing that you can help take the load off that'll ease it. So it's the mindset. Even if you are saying to yourself, you know what, I want to do this for you. Since you're doing that part, I'm going to handle the marketing part of your business. I'm going to handle all the online, social media. I'm going to create flyers for you. I'm going to do all these other things. I'm going to create ads for you. That's the mindset. You don't have to necessarily do the same thing that the person is doing, but you got to have that type of mindset with that person if you want to be successful in a relationship. Because other than that, that person is going to outgrow you. They're going to outgrow you.
Or even if she's not able to contribute in that aspect, if you can at least contribute and be in his comfort place when he is overwhelmed, because sometimes they may not necessarily want you to like get into it, but more so of when they are overwhelmed, are you able to bring them back down to earth? Like, are you able to, you know, be that comfort zone for them? Exactly. A lot of people be nagging. Like, they come home, you look at him like, oh, he just bitching, or you think she just bitching. But in reality, like, you should be able to know your person. You know, that's not how this person may act like any other time, and it's only when they're doing X, Y, and Z, you should be able to pinpoint that shit, and you should be able to be that comfort zone for them and bring them back to, you know, just think outside of you. And a lot of people don't do that neither. So it comes in different forms. I definitely tell you that it definitely comes in different forms.
Facts.
So what a to put it in layman's terms, when a person is like, well, I want somebody with drive and ambition, are they saying the same thing?
What you mean?
Driving and
as an entrepreneur
mindset.
I think they're separate.
I think it's a quality of having that entrepreneur mindset. I think it's part of it. It's not okay. All of it.
Because this is what I'm seeing because that movie that we all watched, Acrimony. Now, okay. He was a creative person. He knew he was going to make this engine or whatever the hell his product was. And he was so dedicated to it and put everything into it. And he ended up losing Taraji because she didn't believe in him after a while because it didn't happen soon enough. And then it happened. And then, you know, he was very successful and still broke her off a little bit. But he, you know, she kept on trying to get him to go and just work a regular job. But that was going to take away from what it was that he knew that he was meant to do.
True.
So that's why I'm asking, because people hear entrepreneur mindset and they're like, well, shit, you know, if a person is a barber and they just have a chair at a barber shop, are they as successful as a person who he could just go drive fucking dump trucks and make more money? And driving, have your own dump truck business.
That's true.
So are we talking about drive and ambition where you're like, you know what, where I'm at is not enough. I'm already moving towards the next thing. I know that I want bigger. I want greater. I want better. Or are you simply saying a person having their own business? Like, because it's more than that. The mindset is more than just having a business.
It is. But drive and ambition to me is two different things. I think drive is something that makes you go. Ambition is a little different because some people be having their ambition be mad negative because they definitely be trying to take from people, look at ways they can scam people to take. So they really, really ambitious in what they're doing, but they don't really have a drive to go get it on their own. Like a person who got a drive is a person who will be up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to bed at 12 midnight or 1-2 in the morning because they putting in the work. That's drive. Ambition is a little something different because that is a mindset too. I think ambition is a mindset, but drive is physical. I think that's an action. That's like an action word. Like, because anybody can have the ambition to sit around and talk. They can tell you all day, I got these dreams. But if they don't pull the camera out or if they don't, it's just ambition. It's not drive. Drive is the people who say, yo, what we doing? We filming? I bet I'm coming.
Yeah. I also think that sometimes when people ask for certain stuff, they don't have an idea of what comes with it. Most women like to be secure. And I feel like when you're not secure or like when women aren't secure, they become frantic. And that's, you know, kind of how it was because she, you know, had to pull everything that was flushing everything to make sure he got through to her. She just wasn't patient enough. But when he made it, he did try to make amends. He did. It's just, I don't think she was, because it was going on for so long and it was so draining, which is completely understandable because you're literally losing everything while you're watching someone trying to work towards something. It puts you in a different mental headspace. But I don't think that at the time she was prepared or she was like ready for that. Cause that's a lot. Like when stuff, cause shit gonna fall to the wayside. But you gotta make sure you still putting your weight far as bringing that positive energy and still making sure you encouraging your partner because you see what he's trying to do. For somebody to throw everything into making sure that shit happen for y'all, like it's hard not to support that no matter what you're going through. Like it's just hard not to support that. Like so I don't know.
But they don't support it though. See, double. That's the thing. Yeah, I know. People will see a person with ambition and drive, and all they'll think about is themselves. They won't look at the overall picture. Like, it's like, did you have a conversation with this person to find out what their goals would be for a family? Did you have these, like you said earlier, CJ, like people don't have these conversations, or if they do have these conversations, people think that is going to change because the date changes. Like, the same goal. Like, if a person has a certain type of ambition and you're with a person that's ambitious, then, like we said earlier, Kev, ambitious is one thing, but if they got drive too, listen, you're going to have to make a choice.
You got to anchor shit down. If you can't,
as a person who is on the outside, that is all on the passenger seat. Let's not say outside. Let's say they in the car, but they on the passenger seat. They don't got control of the wheel, but they on the passenger seat. When it's part of their purpose, they driving and you in the passenger seat. That's when you go supporting them. You get what I'm saying? But in the times when you are in the driver's seat and they're in the passenger seat, how long can they take the ride not having the wheel?
Yeah. That's
and there's a lot of people who feel like they deserve the wheel too in your car.
Yeah,
when you're saying, like, yo, you got your own car. When I come get in the passenger seat of yours, I'm supporting your drive. Literally. I'm supporting your drive. But when it's time for me to drive, then, yo, then you, if you supporting that drive, understand, it may take me a little longer to get to my destination. I got to drive to New York. You got to drive to, you know, Virginia. But we both got to get on the highway to get there, yo. We got to take the same highway to get there. It's just that I got to go a little bit further than you. When you riding with me, are you going to be able to take the ride that I got to take in order to get there?
Facts.
And a lot of people are not willing to do that, yo. They come up with all other kind of reasons why they feel like they should be more important than the agreement. Hence, that's why when we said that we was going to talk about this, and I know that that's why I like the way that we conversate about things, because if y'all think about it, the perspectives come from a place of like trying to make sure that we ain't shitting on people. We're not shitting on people. You know, like if people out there, they make whatever choices they make, but we just saying like, yo, it's a consequence on it. Whether you are led by your preference or are you led by your standards? I understand it's a balance, but are you giving it a balance? And that's what we're talking about. People, look, they don't. They go by their preferences and their preferences only. They only got standards when it comes to themselves. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I have standards. I don't give head on the first night. I only give it on the third day.
I'm cracking
up. After he's risen. What the fuck are you talking about? That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about? But that's what people be out here on the shit just as basic as that, yo. Like, no, do that on the first night. Fuck out of here, yo. We all have a preference of something. Like, yo, I might prefer apple juice over orange juice. I don't give a fuck. But what I'm saying to you is that what is your standard? Or do you say I love apple juice and orange juice, but then go drink a damn soda? You ain't got no standard. Those are your standards. You ain't got no standards, yo. You'll drink any fucking thing, yo. Don't be mad if a person said, yo, I only do this. You know how much, especially being in the South, that I used to go to people's house and they be having a whole spread, but the meat, only the thing that they got as meat is pork.
Bruh.
And I be like, yo, I don't eat pork, it's cool. You know how many people, they'll sit there and talk about, oh, so you Muslim now? Or you, my name is Rashid. Oh, that's what's going on here. But I'm like, nah, I just don't eat pork. And then they get into the, oh man, if you ain't had no, if it was the end of the world and all they had was pig, you'd be eating. You know, they get into all of that because it's about a preference for me. I have a standard. If I know that pork chops is good as shit, I've had it before. Let me not front and act like they not. These motherfuckers be banging pork chops. If it's fried right with lemon and shit, it be banging. So no, I have a standard. That's what it is. It's just that I'm not eating certain things based on, you know what I'm saying, because of a standard, not of a preference. I would prefer to want to eat whatever I want, but I can't.
Right.
So you got to have a standard. So that's what I meant by the correlation between the two. You know what I mean? It's a difference, and people are living their life as if it's not. I think it is. I think it's a difference between preference is stated.
It's right where you're
like, you're trying to get out the way. I see Tamika over there, like, she's dancing, like, on Mario. Yo. She was like, right. She on Mario in the rain. And she was like,
touch.
I'm like, yo, what's going on, yo? It's raining hard out there. You outside,
yeah,
Tamika?
It just started. Yeah.
It's loud. It was loud. It was loud as
it was.
Yeah,
loud.
It was loud. Real loud, yo. It's raining out there with you, okay?
Shit, I can't even tell no more.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Is it raining out there with you, CW?
Mm-mm.
It'll probably get to you a little later.
Don't.
We'll send it your way.
No.
Yeah. Y'all coming. Need some water in Greensboro anyway. Y'all ain't. Right. Y'all need some water out there, yo. Mm-hmm. But, like we said earlier today, for all y'all that's listening, you know, selective mating, man, it's really important. It's important that you have conversations with people. It's important that you take people for who they are once they show you who they are, you know? And it's also important that, you know, if you're going to have a conversation with a person and you are telling them to tell you something based on your own curiosity or just based on plans that you feel like they may have, yo, once they tell you, it's up to you whether you want to support that vision or not. It's not up to you to be sitting up here talking about, well, that was 2 months ago. I didn't know. No, you know.
Facts.
Because anything worth having or working for is not going to happen overnight. I'm sorry, yo.
Facts.
I would love to talk to everybody who had a master's degree. I'm sure. You get what I'm saying? Or they doctorate or whatever. I know people got other degrees and stuff that they can get in a couple years and stuff like that. But I'm saying, yo, for the person who that real continuing education, you tell them that it's going to happen overnight. I know they wish it did. It ain't going to happen overnight. Yeah, they got that paper. They made their accomplishment, but I bet it didn't happen overnight. And that's the thing about people in this new wave that we're in. Everything in the microwave, they expect life to be in the microwave. Bro.
Oh,
10 seconds to your dream. Ding, you're supposed to be famous already, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Look, people think we're supposed to be famous off the first 10 skits, yo. Let's go.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
You're supposed to be quit my job thinking I'm like,
nah, yeah, stop playing. Yeah,
you made it.
Thought this was it.
Nah,
this
listen, but then, but look, when that motherfucking message come through, though, I know you know what, and I ain't even gonna tell y'all in no message, yo. I got a real fly way I'm gonna do it and shit, y'all. It's gonna be like, oh, so y'all going to work tomorrow? And that's the question. Y'all want to go to work tomorrow? Yeah. I say, no, what you mean? Well, I'm just saying, that's what you want to do. You going to work tomorrow? You going to work tomorrow? I say, yo, Kev, you going to work tomorrow? That's what I say. Hey, CJ, you going to work tomorrow? Yeah, I'm going to work. Oh, all right, bet. My bad, yo.
My bad.
I see y'all in the
thought
weekend,
you wanted
yo.
To change your
I
life.
I thought you wanted to change your life, yo. My bad. I asked you a question, yo. Yeah, you told me no. You said you wanted to go to work. All right, my bad, yo. I was going to give y'all this check right here.
No, I need some more contact.
Listen. But you want to go to work, so my bad, yo.
You asking me?
I'm being disrespectful.
I'm doing what I do every day. What
else
am I supposed to say? You
got to
give me some information.
I'm already giving it out. So if I ask that, you know what I'm saying?
Just know.
If I say, yo, if I come here and I say, yo, you going to work tomorrow? Just don't play yourself.
Where we going? Where we at?
What Pam said? Oh, Pound said it's raining in South Carolina. Yo, South Carolina on the check-in. Yo, he said it's raining out there. So I guess it's going to be raining everywhere but Greensboro.
Hey, it's raining some different Greensboro.
No, y'all don't deserve no water out there, yo.
You sound upset.
Nah, but yo, man. So double salute to y'all, man. Dope conversation as always, man. We're gonna get out of here. But what we're gonna do before we go is we're gonna say to everybody that watched tonight, yo, when y'all go through y'all list of preferences or standards, if y'all have something that we didn't mention, because we didn't mention a whole lot, but if y'all got something that y'all wanted to throw, please jump in the comments on the YouTube channel, whatever. We'll jump on there. We'll respond to comments and stuff like that. To anybody who watches the playback at any time, you know, we'll jump on there. We'll have a conversation with y'all. Shout out to everybody that jumped in on the live, everybody that commented too. We got the ability to show the comments on screen, so now I just can show your comment on screen, so it's dope. So a lot of times I would have to try to read it, but we in a thought, and I can't go over there and read the comments because we be in the middle of something and it goes unnoticed. So I appreciate all the people that always send comments. So now I can show it on the screen. Voila. And everybody can look at it. Yeah. And then they can say, oh, yeah, I like what so-and-so said or not. You know what I mean? It ain't just on me. So that's dope. So before we go, y'all got something y'all want to... I know, CJ, you said that you're working on some shit. Jumping in a venture capitalist group. I know you got the website Jobs for Jobs and shit. So we'll let people know about those real quick. So somebody out there looking for a job.
Yep. So sign up for our waiting list. Go on www.previewed.career. We'll be launching our website in June. We did have a push it back from May 10th. But it's going to be in June. But to learn more information, if you go here on the site, it is an AI matchmaking jobs matching system that gives you the ability to actually preview what the job and what the position that you're applying for entails so that you'll know exactly the culture, exactly the dynamic and everything before you get hired. So, again, for more information, go on the website, put your email in, and, good looking.
Dope. What up, Meek? What you got going on? I know you got them journals out there right now. I know you're doing the Omarion, but what you got going on, yo?
Yeah, check me out on Facebook. Follow me. I have all my stuff on there. Website, coachingwithmyheartandsoul.com. Check me out. Facebook is the easiest way to follow me and catch up with me.
Dope. What you say that website was again? Say that one more time.
Coaching with my heart and soul.
Wow, coachingwithmyheartandsoul.com. Y'all go click on and support Tamika. Go click on and support CJ and what they got going on over there, y'all. Kev, what you got going on, Kev? You be everywhere, Kev.
You know I be everywhere, man. On some, you know, I got some, that business venture, we'll chop it up. I just ran into something great, but we'll talk about it off camera. But new music on the way. For those of y'all who don't even know I do music, like new music on the way. I'm coming out of retirement, so you know, don't get my stretch. Right.
Ooh, you know, say you got new joints on the way, yo. I need to be the first one to hear something.
Oh, for sure, I shoot it your way, man. I even got one for you, bro.
Oh no, don't say that, yo. Nobody don't want me on no. You know, people don't want me on no record, yo. Ooh. Yo, that's dope, man. Send it to me. You already know, man. You know, for you, man. I make a shake, yo. You already know, man. Yo, and all right, y'all. So as far as me, yo, y'all already know what's going on. I got five on it. I know for those of y'all that's watching it right now, this Friday and Saturday, we got shows back to back. We got one at the Smoking Bull in Durham. It's a cigar lounge. We're gonna be outside on the porch. That's what I call it. It's the dope event. It's a dope atmosphere. They got a black-owned food truck that's posted up right there. They sell chicken, fish, all that fly shit. It's just dope. It's black owned. It's just super dope, yo. I appreciate them for always looking out for us and wanting us to come through. And then we at downtown Raleigh at the Raleigh Social House, downtown Fayetteville Street. It's a dope little venue. It's an upstairs venue. It's like, you know, really eclectic and yo, it's really fly, man. And the owners are commercial brokers, so that's another thing that makes it so much dope. I know, Kev, it's just so dope, man. I mean, it's crazy. A lot of the stuff that I've been able to get into lately has been crazy. But, you know, so if y'all in town, y'all want something to do, y'all want to go catch these jokes, y'all come on out. Team Collective TV, y'all go on there for sure to go check out all the new content. We got mad joints. I got more joints that's being released, y'all already know. So thank y'all for that. Facebook, the same thing, the Collective Visions on Facebook. Shout out to all the new subscribers on there. I was at 530-something last week, and now we at 603, so it's steady growing, so people are liking what's going on, and you know, and it's growing. Like I said, man, everything starts from the bottom, but eventually it goes up top, yo. So thank y'all for everybody that's supporting us on this level, because soon none of y'all are gonna be able to reach us, so my bad, I'm just telling y'all now. So while y'all could get to us right now, man, y'all better do what y'all gotta do. Make sure y'all stay in good grace. Because if not, then don't be mad at us. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, yo, when them tickets out? We'd be like, what ticket? Yo?
What ticket?
You talking about Ticketmaster?
Yeah, you just go right to the website. Yeah,
just go in there. Get all you want. You know what I'm saying? But there you go, yo. So double shout out to y'all. Double shout out to all the people that listen. Like I said, to all the people I ran down the list earlier, Belgium, Ghana, all of y'all out there that download the audio version of this podcast and check it out, man. That's so dope, man. Double salute to y'all, man. And all of y'all that watched and jumped on tonight with y'all comments, man. We appreciate y'all, man, for real. We have one more just popped up. Pound is all on it, yo. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, definitely, B. Double salute to you, too, bro. Right? So until next time, man, this is Sparking Conversation. Next week, we'll be at it again with other topics, and we're just going to chop it up. Y'all know how we do, man. So until next week, man, salute to y'all, man. Don't hurt nobody out there. Remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will, yo. Peace.